From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100, the Elvis Duran Show. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, look at this, a Friday edition of the show. Like, I've never had this before. The vibe is a little different. You know, it's not the beginning of the week, and you're not like, oh, I got five more days in front of me. I'm excited to have a Friday with Rob Shooter.
Thank you very much. You can have any day you want with me. I love spending time with you. So for people who are listening for the first time, hello. Garrett and I normally do this every Monday, but you were up to some work. What were you doing on Monday, Garrett?
Yes. So not to say I'm leaving this podcast or friendship, but I was shooting what they call in the business a pilot TV show. Yes. So coming the new year, I'm going to be on a talk show, kind of like The View and the Talk and Guy Code and Girl Code on MTV. It's going to be called The Social Bubble, and Social Bubble. Talking about like hot topics. Relevant stuff, and very exciting. So there's going to be some test shows on TV called a show called Celebrity Page.
I know it. I do that show. Fantastic. It's
on
a
the
great
Reels
show.
Network. Yeah, so yep. I appreciate it. So yeah, was out there a few days. Got to hang out with Jay Rodriguez from the original Queer Eye.
I love him.
He's our, you know, host and a few other great personalities too. So very exciting. You know, it's been one of those things. I grew up, like I've told you before, Rob, where I grew up on the set of Regis and Kathy Lee playing and wanting to get into TV. And it's a good opportunity and I'm excited for it. And who knows where it could go.
It's going to go all the way, because not only do you sound darling when we listen to your voice, which we've done for years, you look even better, my friend. So I'm so, so excited about it. All of this.
Thank,
hey, what time is it? It is tea time.
Oh, it is tea time, Rob.
Tea time.
Is it different on Fridays? I don't know.
No, it's always tea time. Always. It's, you know what? Every minute's tea time, you can always have a cup of tea. So British. So listen to this, we have a big exclusive at the top of the show. Friends of Ariana Grande are very worried that she's moving on too fast with her boyfriend Dalton Gomez. They've only been together a couple of months and already they are talking about engagement. Now, normally this should be so exciting, but I love new love, young right. love. I love all love. However, Ariana does have a somewhat history here, not a good one. Remember Pete Davidson?
She ran very quickly to the engagement phase of the relationship very quickly with him, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fast. And so friends are worried that she's just rushing again. There's no rush. I think we can all agree at the moment the world's going through some really extraordinary, difficult times. So they want her to just take a moment. The world's going to change. You know, she is Ariana Grande. So after all this is over, the pandemic, she'll be back on the road. One source told me it's actually quite difficult being Mr. Ariana Grande. It takes a really strong man to be able to stand very firmly and proudly in her shadow. So they're not telling her to do anything, break up. They're just saying, slow down. Is this a good idea or a bad one, Garrett?
Well, it's weird, and I want to get your take on it, too. There's twofold. There's the Ariana Grande aspect of it, where you have the biggest pop star in the world, which, by the way, she has a new song with Mariah Carey and Jennifer Hudson out today, a Christmas song called Oh mm-hmm. Santa. So there's the Ariana Grande factor. No matter what time of the year you date her, she's Ariana Grande. But do you think Ariana Grande is just like us, where she loves love? You know what I mean?
It's a good question. I spoke to a friend of hers, and they said something really devastating. They said that she's one of the most loved women in the world. Everybody loves her. She's a huge pop star. She can sell out arenas, but she would trade all that to be loved by one. She wants that special one. I've met a lot of celebrities, know them. We all want to be loved. It doesn't matter if you're a big superstar or Garrett and my good self. We all are desperate.
The lowest of low.
We're desperate for that human connection. You've been married a long time, Garrett. Did you rush your relationship? Did you rush your engagement? Or how did that progress?
No, but see, this is the other side of it, too. So you have the rush very quickly. And then when I say how long I've been with my wife, Allie, versus when we got engaged, people do the same exact thing as they would to people rushing quickly into the relationship. So I was with my wife, Allie, for 7 years, and then we got engaged, and we've been married now for another 7 years. So, but see, you did it. You did it. You did the...
I did do it. It's a really interesting question, which is why we want to hear what you've got to say. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Ariana Grande seems to be moving a little fast with her new relationship with her new boyfriend, Dalton Gomez. Do you agree? Is it too fast? Yes or no? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday.
Yes.
To hear your results. Garrett, what are you working on?
All right. So, you know, going over this story, it felt like this happened this year because 2020 has been that long of a year. But Miley Cyrus broke down her marriage with Liam Hemsworth to Howard Stern just the other day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she got divorced in 2019, but I swear I was convinced it was sometime this year. She just said there was so much conflict between the two. You know, they were both pretty much at that brink of taking off on their careers, like, bigger than they already were, and mm-hmm. they just weren't seeing eye to eye. And you know, they got married in 2018, I guess you could say stuck it out for a year, and you know, they did love each other, but they just didn't see eye to eye. And it wasn't like they hated each other, they just, you know, they were going in different paths. As I love that term, they're going in different paths in their lives at that point in time. Maybe, just maybe, if they both were happy where they were in their lives, they could have still been together. I don't know. But she said, when I come home, I want to be anchored by someone. I don't want to get off on drama or fighting. Ooh. So there was a lot of fighting and drama. And I get it. I understand that part of it. You know, but I also equate it to them being very young.
You're no drama, though. You've always been no drama, I guess, even when you were younger. You're the most chilled guy I know. I like
I also
drama,
get accused of being high.
like on a cigarette high. Yeah. I get it. You are a little, you are laid back, Garrett.
What about you, Rob? How are you?
I like drama in my
work
friendship life. Yeah, no, I love it in my work life. I have a fight every day with a celebrity in a pub publicist. But in my private life, Bruce and I have very little drama. We don't really fight. Now, I do love a good fight with a friend. I do love a real dramatic drink session with my friends too. But I have all that drama from friends, not in my personal life. When I go home, it has to be a sanctuary for me. I open right. my front door and it's peaceful and it's quite quiet and we're up on the 15th floor away from the city. It feels like it. And it's sort of like a little bit of an escape. I was speaking to some friends of hers a couple of days ago and they said something so profound it stopped me in my tracks.
They said
that they believe Miley and Liam had the right love at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. And what they said is 10 years from now, they could actually start again. They could get back together. They're just too young. They're just fighting too much. But the love is real. I do understand that.
I get that too. And I think that they were very young. They met on set, really, you know, doing a movie when they were both very young. And, you know, they just had very young love. And right. I think everybody learns it. As you get older, you learn more. You become more wise in life. And you realize, wow, I was pretty dumb the way I acted towards this mm-hmm. person, but I still love them.
Amanda Bynes has been spotted again for the first time in 6 months. So she graduated from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in 2019. She's been on and off the radar a little bit. She was spotted, though, just a few days ago. She is wearing that engagement ring from her fiancé, Paul. I'm told that she's doing okay at the moment. We tread really carefully on Amanda Bynes on this show. There's nothing funny about mental health issues. We know she's really, really struggled. She's tried to stay off social media. She's tried to stay out of the spotlight. I didn't post the pictures, so I saw the pictures. They're not on my website. But the fact she's out is something I think we all wanted to hear. And I think life is finally turned around for her. Fingers crossed. I'm rooting for her. What about you, Garrett?
Yeah, no, of course. And I think this is, you know, just as you've been saying, you know, didn't post pictures. And I think that it's a note that everybody should take, Rob, mm-hmm. That in the fact that, you know, going forward, you know, you might have judged someone in the past. Clean slate just in 2021 for everyone, not just celebrities, but for you, your friends. And just, you know what? New slate, new personality. Let's move forward. Let's kind of start fresh.
Right, I like that, until you bite me again. And if you do that...
I did it once. Your leg looked delicious.
What's happening with Taylor Swift? Is she engaged?
You know what's funny? Taylor Swift can sneeze, and fans will look into that sneeze and say, wow, she's engaged, okay? So they were breaking down Taylor Swift's new music. Well, mm-hmm. not new music. She's re-recording her old stuff.
Yeah, how do we call that? So it's sort of new old music?
I guess a re-release, kind of. And she's doing it, of course, to re-record all the old music she didn't own because of Scooter Braun. And she just put out Love Story, which is now featured in a Match.com commercial, which, by the way, Ryan Reynolds directed, asked Taylor, hey, can I feature some new music? And this is how Taylor released Love Story. And you kind of hear some new lyrics that you don't do. And Rob Shooter, you married to a brilliant songwriter.
Thank you, a lyricist, yes.
And lyricist, knowing the fact that you could take an old song, just change a few lyrics here and there, and it's technically a new song in a way.
It is. What did she change? So what words did she
So they sort it's a love story, baby, just said yes, instead of it's a love story, baby, just say yes. So Ooh. She went from say to said, meaning past tense, meaning did her boyfriend propose to her? So, I mean, Taylor's very, very known to put little Easter eggs into her songs that fans can, like, do a deep dive into and figure it out. So they're suggesting that Taylor Swift is engaged based off of one word changed in a very, very old song of hers.
I don't know about this one. So I tried to find out if she was engaged or not. I've called every source I have, every insider around Taylor. Nobody knows. Nobody's
saying
anything.
The Taylor compound is very, very, very
good.
She has
a tight circle. But
what's
interesting is friends did tell me she doesn't do anything without a reason. She's the smartest person they've ever met. She didn't need to change this one word. So she might have done it. So we're all talking about it. But she might have done it because she got engaged. They said that she knows, he knows Joe Alwyn, and probably very few other people. And when she's ready to tell us, she will tell us. It's such a specific change. It changes that entire lyric. To take something from the past tense and put it into the present, is something that is a kind of a big change. Now, there
really is
some conversation that maybe she did it deliberately because Ryan used it for the commercial and she wanted this couple to be happy because they are, after all, selling a dating service.
Did you see the commercial, by the way?
I did. It's really funny.
it's with the devil and the devil being a male and 2020 being a female and they find love.
It's very, very funny. I love that Ryan Reynolds in his spare time, as if he's not busy enough, he's writing commercials. But I don't know the answer to this. I hate doing stories that I can't tell you the answer to, but I can tell you.
I think you did, though. It was so simple. It was because of the commercial. And we're doing a deep dive into her relationship.
I think this is about the commercial. Quickly before we go to break, we also have some new old music, I guess, from Britney Spears. It was her 39th birthday. Happy birthday, Britney.
Wow.
39. Time flies by. And to honor her birthday, her record label put out a new-ish song. She recorded it, actually, in 2016. It's called
Swimming in the Stars.
It's from the album Glory. And they released it on her birthday. I think what people don't understand here is Britney doesn't really decide when she releases music. The label does.
Yep.
And for every album she's recorded, they've got things that they call trunk songs. These are songs that are literally in the trunk, in the closet. They were recorded, but they didn't make it onto the final album. So in the old days when people really put out albums and didn't just put out songs on social media, Britney would probably record about 15, 20 songs for every album. They cut them down to about 10 or 12. So there's actually quite a lot of Britney Spears music there that we've never heard.
Every artist has this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the argument of why people think Tupac is still alive.
Oh, you know,
how did he record new music? Yeah.
I like it. It's lovely to hear Britney. I think it's going to do quite well again, although I'm told she didn't really have anything to do with this. I'm not even sure she was that aware of it, and she's not at the moment recording any new music. But we do have that wonderful body of work forever from her, which I'm still grateful for. When I hear Toxic, it's
still a
great song.
Oh. I still get up on the table and dance.
Me too. I pretend to be an air steward. Is that the video where she's on the aeroplane storming up and down the aisles?
Toxic.
Toxic.
But if you look right now, Rob Shooter, it doesn't matter if Britney decides to release it now or 4 years ago when she originally recorded it, because it really is sitting in the top five across the board on all the streaming charts and iTunes charts right now. So old music, new music, it doesn't matter. Britney's fans will just gravitate towards her no matter what she puts out.
We love you, Britney, and happy birthday. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva, Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show. Did you see what I did there,
Garrett?
Oh, look
at that. I appreciate it. I'll slip you the $10 later.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Very official. So yesterday we talked about Claire Crowley from The Bachelorette having a bit of a meltdown. She feels abandoned by the show, Garrett. So when you leave these reality shows, and she left a little early, let's be honest.
She left very early.
I know. The shows move on. They're not there for you. All the advertising, marketing, PR people, they're all over you when you're on the shows, whether it be The Housewives or Idol or Dancing with the Stars or The Bachelorette. The minute the show's ended, they move on to the next show. So what do we think about this? Should the show still be there to help you after you leave? 58% said yes, they should be.
Oh, that's way too much.
Talk about it personally though, Garrett. If you left a job, would you expect the HR department and people at the job to still look out for you?
No. Personally, you feel like, oh, I'm so connected to these people. You know what it is? It's like the equivalent of senior year of high school. You have your yearbook. Go back and look at your yearbook if you have a chance today. And
best
look at all
forever.
Those people that said, you know, hey, let's stay in touch. Best friends forever. See you later. You know, and how many people do you keep in contact with today? You know, hardly any, probably, right? And same thing with reality shows. It's more effect on reality shows than in real life because you're put up on this pedestal where, you know, especially American Idol, where, you know, a couple million people are watching you perform, then no one wants to watch you perform because you're not on TV anymore. So, you know, I don't think this is a job. It's not a friendship. You got to move on.
It is a job. Often it is for everybody, though. You don't need to be a celebrity or on TV to know what this feels like. So once you leave a job, it's over, although you think it shouldn't be. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll.
Yes.
You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Ariana Grande, is she moving on too fast? Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Leave a comment, vote, and get your result on Monday. Now it's time for our nicest of the day.
And I'll be honest with you, Rob, I'm going to bite my tongue on this one because I have a problem with one of two of these people.
Well, you love one of these people.
I love one and I have a little issue with the other. So remember Tyrese and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, both starring in Fast and Furious, the franchise, and everybody wanted to start making more and more and more movies, you know, a couple years ago, which they're going to end around like 10 or 11 Fast and the Furious. But The Rock decided, hey, you know what? I'm pretty good in this character, so I'm going to make Hobbs and Shaw. But that left Tyrese out of the spinoff movie, obviously, because his character had nothing to do with Hobbs and Shaw.
He was not Hobbs or Shaw.
Yeah. So Tyrese was like, hey, man, I'm glad you're doing that, but you totally left us behind. What about us? And they kind of had a riff, more Tyrese having a riff with The Rock than The Rock with Tyrese. But Tyrese has said, you know what? All the bad blood is behind us. We're moving forward. We pieced up. We're on our way back. We talked for like, I love how he says we talked for like 4 hours, maybe about 3 weeks ago. Maybe you talked for about like an hour and, you know, you're good. You know, three
20
weeks
minutes
ago, very
and we're
specific.
Good. I know.
So everything is good. Of course, the Fast and the Furious movies, the new one's coming out sometime in 2021 and they'll film the next two. But here's my thing. I know he's the nicest of the day for making peace with Dwayne
The
Rock
Johnson. We like
peace
here. We talk about not holding a grudge.
Okay. I will let go after I tell you this.
You can say it. Go.
Okay. So I was interviewing Tyrese for the Christmas Chronicles 2 on Netflix, the one with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, where they play Santa.
Yep.
Tyrese is in it for maybe about 8 minutes at the beginning and at the end. Uh-huh. He plays a stepdad into the family where the kids who get to see Santa. So I was interviewing him, and Rob Shooter, you as a publicist, you as someone who has interviewed many of people before too, has knows the fact that if you're a celebrity in a movie for 6 minutes, how much of the movie can you talk about, correct?
Probably the 6 minutes you're in. I bet he hasn't watched it.
Correct. So I asked a question about the movie. Then I pivoted to the movie we just were talking about, Fast and the Furious, yes. One of the biggest movie franchises of all time.
Gotta ask.
And I said, hey, when are you going to start filming the final two Fast and Furious? And he told me, that's none of my damn business.
We're going to take this off him then. You've just lost the award, Tyrese. That's Sorry. The end of that.
I had to get it off my chest.
So silly. So silly. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day. Cardi B is defending the use of the R word. I had to actually look up what this word was. I didn't know. I'm not being silly here. I really looked up. It's awful. There's no defense of this. And she sort of like tied herself up like a pretzel trying to figure out a way to say that she can use this word. No, you can't. It's awful. And as somebody who has a disability myself, I don't like this. And I think there's no excuse for it. Stop using that word. Hey, let's 100%. Do a moment of Rob.
Here we go.
We're trying to make you laugh or giggle for 20 minutes or so with silly celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. Do you know what the only currency that success accepts? It's not dollars. It's not pound notes. It's not MasterCards. It's not Visa. It's effort. You got to make an effort. You're only going to be successful if you make an effort. This is what my rule is. Show up. Show up one more time than all the other people who quit.
That's great.
Success. I'm not that talented, but I just keep showing up. What about you, Garrett?
I have something very similar, too. So I know you're big into football, Rob, but there was a no coach for the New York Giants back in the day where he said, if you show up 5 minutes before you're supposed to be somewhere, you're on time.
He's absolutely right. Keep showing up. We promise we're going to keep showing up. We'll be back on Monday. Garrett, we love having you. Thank you for this special edition on Friday. That's it. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
And of course, if you want to hear more just like this, Rob Shooter has his own podcast, Naughty But Nice, and you can check it out on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And really, seriously, we cannot thank you enough for listening. It means the world to us, and we hope you continue. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.